This is exciting. I mean, talking about the National Football League here, the Green Bay Packers.
Throws end zone, diving grab, touchdown!
We have a standard we've set around here, and we all, myself included, came up short last year. We got to get back to doing what we do best on offense and take some pressure off our defense.
We're built in a way to have a great year. It's just going out there and proving it.
Carrying defenders to the five, to the end zone!
What a statement!
So we all get out there and we all get on the same page. It's going to be tough for defenses to stop all of us.
It's about winning the world championship. It's part of our everyday fiber here in Green Bay.
Blitz is on his head and
sucks. Been kind of knocking on the door these last 2 years, and I think this is the year that we need to finish that.
We're excited to get going, and we really like the opportunity in front of us.
And welcome to Total Packers. I'm Ted Stefaniak, joined by Larry McCarron. And Larry, we are getting ready for the regular season. The preseason is behind us, and I think that's what everyone has been looking forward to. And we've got some great things coming up for this team this year.
That's right, Ted. A lot to look forward to. You go into a regular season, and you have arguably the best quarterback in the universe. You have Eddie Lacy looking like Eddie Lacy. You have the return of Jordy Nelson. You have the addition of Jared Cook. And defensively, Clay Matthews is playing outside linebacker again. A lot for people to be excited about as we approach the regular season.
Well, it should be a great season this year for all those reasons you mentioned. Of course, a lot of talk coming out of the preseason. The games are over in the preseason. Roster moves had to be made, some unfortunate cuts. And one of the big things that came out of this last weekend, the release of Josh Sitton. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming in.
No, they didn't. It was a surprise, and there's a lot of speculation, Ted, about whether it was age and slippage in play, the contract, how that contract situation would affect Josh's attitude and so forth. And while people speculate on this reason or that reason, it was probably at the end of the football day a combination of everything that led the Packers to move on.
Absolutely. And Mike McCarthy did address the media on Monday. He didn't give any real specific reasons as to why they released Josh, but he said it is for the betterment of the entire program moving forward.
This is about growth for a football program. Every decision we make is in the best interest of improving all aspects of our program. So this is not about one player. This is about our football team.
So the Packers not getting into too many specifics on the release of Josh Sitton, but the Packers have to move on from here. And how do the Packers move on from here without a Josh Sitton?
Well, they're going to give every opportunity to Lane Taylor to prove he can handle the starting job at left guard. Lane Taylor is not heading to his first rodeo. He started a couple games last year at Detroit in the home game against Minnesota, played well in both of them. He's shown the ability and the physicality to handle both the running game and pass protection. And now he gets the chance to go out there and stand the test of time, which is a big test in the National Football League.
When you have a guy, and he's been around for a while with the Packers, but he's relatively new to the starting lineup, do the other guys have to step in and help him out early on?
Ted, I think that can be overrated. Everybody's got their own job to do, and that's a full-time job in the NFL. You know, that fire-breathing monster across from you, you got to get him blocked. So I don't think Lane can look to the other guys for help per se. But Lane, as I mentioned, not his first rodeo. If you think back to the OTAs and things like that, T.J. Lang was out the entire offseason. Lane Taylor was lining up in the starters huddle all that time. He is, quote, one of the guys. That's not like a newcomer coming in there.
Well, it'll certainly be someone to watch and an area to watch with this team as we start things off on Sunday. Of course, one of the other things everyone's looking forward to on Sunday is the return of Jordy Nelson.
Absolutely, positively. People have been talking about that since last August, and now it's finally here.
Well, we had a chance to talk with Jordy Nelson, and he said, you know what, don't worry about me. I'm ready to go.
it's getting close to being back to normal. I'm sure everyone's going to try to pick apart, you know, every little throw, every little route. If Aaron and I happen to not connect on something, they'll wonder if it was the chemistry that we lost while I was out. But, you know, I don't think it'll affect anything that we want to do. So we'll take it in stride. Look forward to be back into a rhythm of a season and something that's a little more normal to what I'm used to in the fall.
Ted, I got to tell you, when Jordy returned to practice, his first team period against a defense, the first pass Aaron Rodgers throws to him, a little high, Jordy goes up and stabs that thing one-handed, catches the ball, tight coverage now, shakes off the coverage, takes it in for a touchdown. Everybody has a big grin on their faces. The players do, the fans do, the coaches do, the scouts do. It was like officially Jordy Nelson is back.
So we don't have to worry about Jordy. We didn't see him in any preseason games. That's
so
comforting.
What?
Yeah, that's comforting to know that Jordy's ready to go. How about the rest of this receiving core? Seven guys kept in the final cuts.
And when you consider those seven, it makes sense. And let's start at the top of the list. We've talked about Jordy. Then Randall Cobb, he's healthy this year, wasn't last year. Davante Adams, he's healthy this year. And then after that, Jared Aberderis, terrific camp. After that, Ty Montgomery. If you'll remember last preseason when he was not coming back from injury, he was like lights out, an intriguing possibility and then some. And that description of him that Sam Seale, the super scout, said one time, a bigger version of Randall Cobb, that is Ty Montgomery. Very exciting to see these guys.
A lot of different weapons for Aaron Rodgers, no doubt about that. And how about an additional weapon, Jared Cook?
Well, all offseason, Ted, Mike McCarthy talked about how important it was to have big targets in the middle. Everything I've seen from Jared Cook, both at practice and in the preseason games, he is that big target in the middle. The thing we haven't seen is him going straight down the middle in a game. But I'm looking forward to it because I think if the Packers are planning on using it in the regular season, they're not going to show it in preseason games. But Jared Cook is definitely a boost to the Packers' tight end position.
I can't wait to see him play on Sunday.
Yep.
Still to come on Total Packers.
He's met at the middle of the line and driven back.
The focus shifts to the defensive side of the ball. Mike Daniels stops by for a one-on-one with Larry.
If I'm across from somebody, I should dominate them. If I don't dominate that individual on that particular play, then I fail on that play. I don't like failure.
As we head to break, here's a look at the first 9 weeks of the regular season for the Green Bay Packers. We'll be right back.
Experts said I was short, couldn't play the run.
Forget everybody, it's about us!
Guess they were wrong.
Big pressure, Mike Daniels first to the ball.
He's a guy that's working all game long, every snap.
We're going to get back on the field, and we're going to get the ball back.
Screens it out.
Intercepted by Mike Daniels. How about that?
On the field, you can best believe I'm mean.
Mike, one of the elements of your team identity is grit. Now, you would come off as a gritty guy. What does grit mean to Mike Daniels?
Grit just means giving it your all, no matter what. And even when it looks like you probably won't even win the game, still playing as hard as you possibly can.
Into the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown.
We've been in that situation twice last year, and we fought through it and came out on top one of them, and the other game we gave ourselves a chance. So I really do feel that grit is just being tough, being resilient, and not letting anything derail you.
Mike, you're already in year five, and you are a team leader. Is that something you think about a lot?
No, and the ways in which I do lead, I think it just comes out. If something has to be said, I'll say it. If something has to be done, I'll do it. And I hold myself accountable so that I can hold others accountable. So I guess it's just the natural progression of playing in this NFL. That stuff fits my personality. I don't look at it as me being a leader. I just look at it as me being myself.
Mike, your season opening opponent, Jacksonville. How about the fact that this will be as close as the Jaguars have come to a playoff-type atmosphere in a long time? I mean, you guys will sell out that stadium. It's a season-opening game. They had a good draft. I mean, it's big times in Jacksonville. Does that play any kind of a role?
We're the Packers. Wherever we go, people are going to get up for us. Everybody gets up to come play at Lambeau Field, so we always have that atmosphere. And you look at our family night. Look at the way our fans pack the stadium then. Preseason.
He takes back the throw under immediate pressure. He is hit and sacked.
They have the same electricity as a regular season game, so we're used to that, and that's just the standard because we know everybody's going to give us their best shot, and they're going to get ours.
They've been bad for a while, 19-61. Over the past 5 years. As you approach the game, does that play any kind of a factor at all?
Not at all. Every opponent's the same. Study them, get ready for them, prepare every week the same, and records won't matter. Going to the week one with the mindset of preparation and dominating, carrying that over throughout the season, that's something that'll show up in the Super Bowl. It's 1-16. Really, it's 1-16. You have to treat them all the same.
Mike, after last season, Pro Football Focus gave you a season-long grade of 88.2, which is the upper end of Pro Bowl caliber players. Now, what does Mike Daniels do for an encore in 2016?
Just keep getting better. I've been focusing on working on things that I didn't do too well last year and perfecting the things that I do well. So accolades and stats, things like that, all that stuff will come. I just have to keep pushing myself to be the best me that I can be.
Interestingly enough, Pro Football Focus also gave you almost identical grades for your run defense.
Get in the backfield by Mike Daniels!
And your pass rush.
He's hit, he's sacked! Red hot Mike Daniels.
And that's kind of unusual for interior players. Do you take a lot of pride in being a three down player?
Absolutely. Whenever I'm on the field, run, pass, first down, third down, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take the same approach. And that's to play as aggressive, violent, and relentless as I possibly can.
Is there one or the other you find more fun?
No, I get to hit somebody regardless, and it's always a challenge, and I just think the challenge is fun. I don't like to lose. If I'm across from somebody, I should dominate them. If I don't dominate that individual on that particular play, then I fail in that play, and I don't like failure. The bar is set extremely high. It's not okay to get blocked. It's definitely not okay to stay blocked, so I just had to keep pushing myself to make sure that I can reach the bar.
One other thing for you, Mike. If I was 40 years younger, I was a big believer in leverage too. It'd be a heck of a battle because I'd figure out a way to get underneath you.
Yeah, well, I'd have you dissected pretty good because I watch a lot of film and I just try to find weaknesses.
Well, I guarantee you, you'd find them. That's good. Coming up next, the resurgence of Eddie Lacy. Ted and I will discuss how Lacy's body of work this preseason has him primed for a more Eddie-like regular season. And it's good to have options. The Packers are loaded at outside linebacker and in the secondary. We'll break down both of those positions when Total Packers returns. The results have been real good. Are you feeling good?
Hand off Lacy. Big hole left side. 45-50.
Yeah.
Outside the numbers to the 45.
That's real good.
Tumble down. 20 yards downfield.
I do think he's a guy that rises to the occasion.
Eddie looks like Eddie. Talented guy.
We definitely want to be physical. We want to come out and run about this year.
Higher run. driving to the end zone. Touchdown.
Great to see those highlights from Eddie Lacy in the preseason, and everybody's looking forward to seeing Eddie. Larry, I tell you what, that was one of the big stories coming into this camp. What kind of shape was Eddie Lacy going to be in, and what kind of impact is he going to be able to make this season?
Ted, to be honest, I don't know if Eddie is that much lighter this year, but I think he's in much better shape. The acid test was that Oakland preseason game. The Packers open it with a 14-play, 74-yard drive. Eddie Lacy has 8 touches during that drive, and he handled it beautifully. As a matter of fact, he capped the drive off with a short touchdown run. Eddie Lacy, like I said, I don't know if he's on, I don't care what he weighs, but he's in much better shape, it would appear.
It's going to be great to see him out on the field on Sunday down in Jacksonville. Of course, everybody wants to see Aaron Rodgers, too. And you talked about that being one of the great things, one of the great positive things coming into this season. Aaron Rodgers, one of the best in the NFL. We didn't see a lot of them in the preseason games.
Who cares on that? Hey, Ted, the preseason games, whatever, okay? But I can tell you this, because I was at all the practices. In practice, you ever see the movie Spaceballs?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers was ludicrous good. I mean, he was lighting it up. It was so many times one of those things where you just shake your head and say, he is so darn good. That's the kind of training camp Aaron Rodgers had.
Yeah, we're all certainly looking forward to seeing Aaron on the field with all those great receivers we've already talked about. But let's get into the defense now, because that's where people are really looking at some changes. Clay Matthews no longer inside. He moves back outside. 3 guys kept on the roster for those inside linebackers.
Yeah, 2 veterans, Joe Thomas and young Jake Ryan, and then the rookie 4th-round draft choice, Blake Martinez. And what I'll be very interested in seeing in Jacksonville and beyond is how they mix and match, because there's a number of different roles. They have 2 inside guys when they're in the base 3-4, 2 inside guys when they go to nickel, and just 1 and dime. Who those roles go to among those 3 players we mentioned.
And they've got a lot of different options, as you mentioned. Then you go to the outside. Clay Matthews from the inside to the outside. That's going to be exciting to see him back out there. Julius Peppers on the other side. That's a deep, deep position.
How they use Julius will be of note, because during training camp, many times, Clay Matthews would line up with the starters on the outside on the right side, and it'd be Nick Perry on the left with Julius Peppers and Dayton Jones coming in more pass rush situations. Now, also added to the mix, Kyler Fackel, the 3rd-round draft choice, and veteran Jerone Elliott, the Packers. Can you say deep at outside linebacker?
And that should help out with the defensive line as well, with that depth at linebacker, I would think.
Well, they have situations like, for instance, a Dayton Jones can go in and rush with his hand down. As a matter of fact, in the last preseason game against Kansas City, he got a sack rushing with his hand down from inside. So the defensive tackles, where the Packers are kind of light right now, they have some, as you mentioned, some flexibility there with their outside linebackers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what
Julius
Capers.
Julius Peppers is another one that can go inside.
Yeah, Dom Capers has a lot of different options to play with there. And also in the secondary, that defensive secondary, I tell you what, there's a lot of guys. And some guys, you know, it's a little unusual that the Packers, in the past, they haven't kept that many DBs. But here you are.
They haven't had this group of DBs, though.
They're deep,
yes. And it'll be really interesting as the regular season approaches to see how they use a couple of their young players who've proven they can play. Demarius Randall and Quentin Rollins, they switch playing outside as a cornerback and inside as a slot or nickel back. During the preseason, Joe Witt has said, we may mix and match according to the opponent, the matchups that we have. Ladarius Gunter fits in that mold. And another thing that'll be interesting is during the early preseason, the Packers were having Morgan Burnett kind of play as a nickel linebacker in that hybrid safety linebacker role. Now that Morgan's back, are they going to go back to that? We shall see.
Still to come, the 2016 season is just days away. When we come back, we'll dive into the season opening matchup in Jacksonville. Total Packers is back after this timeout. Well, we've gotten through the preseason. Larry, I cannot wait until Sunday. The first game, it's down in Jacksonville. We know it's going to be hot down there. What are you expecting to see in this game against Jacksonville in week one?
Well, you got to remember, Jacksonville has way different expectations from the Green Bay Packers. Jacksonville's cumulative record over the past five seasons is 19-61. Those folks down there are looking at a season, if they can go 500, a game over 500, it is big, big stuff. So that plays a factor. The other thing, Jacksonville has taken big measures to improve their defense. Malik Jackson signed in free agency from Denver up front. Miles Jack drafted in the second round, helping in the linebacker core, and at cornerback in the secondary in the back end, Jalen Ramsey, the fifth pick in the draft. So you can expect to see a lot of those guys, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are hoping those guys provide a lot of improvement for a defense that needs it.
Can't wait till Sunday gets here. Week one of the NFL season, the Packers down in Jacksonville. Hope you enjoyed, everybody. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching, everybody. As we leave you, check out some of the best plays from the 2016 preseason.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go, boys!
Woo!
Damning interception is made. The right side, Adam Hurst, spectacular spinning catch. Rainbow's right sidelines, Abradaris, diving circus catch. Oh my goodness. Harrison throws the right side and it's intercepted.
Intercepted.
It's intercepted once again. Takes, throws right flat, he's got caught, turns upfield,
wow.
Touchdown!